Paolo Colonna, and this setting of Ave Maria of Italian composer Pietro Paolo Bencini, who lived from around 1675 until 1755 and was one of the most important musical figures in Rome in the early part of the 18th century. In our performance, we hear members of Asei Voci, conducted by Bernard Fabregatus. Once again, music of Pietro Paolo Bencini.
Thank you.
You were just listening to the Ave Maria by Italian composer Pietro Paolo Bencini, who lived from around 1675 until 1755. In our performance, you heard members of Asse I Voci, conducted by Bernard Fabregaris. Once again, music by Pietro Paolo Bencini. Well, our next musician today is Joan Baptista Comas, whose dates are 1568 until 1643. He was a Spanish composer born in Valencia and held the post of Maestro de Capilla at its cathedral. We are going to listen now to the responsory in 12 voices, Sancta et Immaculata, as performed by Victoria Musicae, conducted by Josep Gil Tarrega, and this is from a Lama de Guido CD titled In Nativitate Domine.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was music of Spanish composer Joan Baptista Gomez, who lived from around 1582 until 1643. That was his responsory in 12 voices, Sancta et Immaculata, as performed by members of Victoria Musicae, conducted by Josep Gil Tarega. And that was from a La Madre Guido CD titled In Nativitate Domine. You were just listening to the Ave Maria by the Swiss organist, Kapellmeister, and composer Johann Melchior Glettler, who lived from 1626 until 1683. Our performance featured the group of basses known as Tre Bassi. Once again, that was the Ave Maria of Johann Melchior Glettler. But we are going to move forward now with our early holiday music by going to an instrumental work by the Italian violinist and composer Gaetano Maria Schiassi, who lived from 1698 until 1754. He wrote 11 operas and 6 oratorios, as well as a number of violin concerti and sonatas. This is Gaetano Maria Schiassi's Christmas Symphony in D major. In our performance, the Northwest Chamber Orchestra of Seattle is conducted by Alan Francis.
Thank you.
Northwest Chamber Orchestra of Seattle was conducted by Alan Francis in the Christmas Symphony in D major of Italian composer Gaetano Maria Schiassi. He lived from 1698 until 1754. We are going to move now to Poland and listen to the Magnificat in 12 parts, a glorious work by Mikołaj Zieleński, who lived from around 1550 until after 1616. In our performance, we hear the Rose Ensemble conducted by Jordan Sramek.
Magnificat, anima mea, anima mea, et exultat in spiritus meum, et exultat in spiritus meum, thank you.
You could definitely hear the Venetian influence in that music. In fact, it has been said that the composer we just heard from, Mikołaj Zieleński from Poland, studied with Giovanni Gabrieli in Venice. You were just listening to Mikołaj Zieleński's Magnificat, as performed by the Rose Ensemble, conducted by Jordan Suramik. Before we go to music of Giovanni Paolo Colonna, we hear this brief composition of Ercole Pasquini, who was an Italian organist and composer who lived from around 1560 until between 1609 and 1619. We listen to his Jubilate Deo, as performed by Cappella Artemisia, conducted by Candace Smith. Once again, music of Ercole Pasquini. Music of the Italian organist and composer Ercole Pasquini, who lived from around 1560 until somewhere between 1608 and 1619. Obviously a very little known figure today. That was his Jubilate Deo, as performed by Cappella Artemisia, conducted by Candace Smith. Any comments or questions, feel free to email me directly at marvinrosen@classicaldiscoveries.org. Again, that's marvinrosen@classicaldiscoveries.org, or you can phone me while the music is playing at 609-258-1033. We are going to stay in Italy now and listen to music of Giovanni Paolo Colonna, who lived from 1637 until 1695. He studied with Giacomo Carissimi and was Maestro di Cappella at San Petronio in Bologna from 1674 all the way until 1695. We listen now to Giovanni Paolo Colonna's Magnificat, a work from 1694. In our performance, we hear the Houston Chamber Choir and Orchestra, conducted by Robert Simpson.
Amen. Sanctum nomen.